Let's get you some three stories down the way here for the No Sweat News, the Gear Up Friday for the quiz. And this one's brought to us by Indeed.com. Find the high impact hire your business needs fast on Indeed. No long-term contracts and lots of great candidates at Indeed.com/high impact. All right, we got one good story, one funny one, and one you're like, oh boy, this is going to be bad.
All right, I like this.
Check it out. No Sweat News. You can find more of these stories over at WRET.com. Later in the day, we'll have them up there in the podcast section.
Okay.
First story, Dateline New Jersey.
Jersey?
This 14-year-old kid is going places where his name is Matthew Sullivan. He has three goals in mind during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's stay busy, make money, and help others.
Oh, that's nice.
In his effort to put his skills to use, Sullivan started his own lawn care business called Leaf It to Us.
Leaf It to Us, okay.
And his friends join him. His friends are named Christian, CJ, and Eric. And Sullivan, when doing an interview, says, you know, you turn on the news and you see all these negative things, so we just wanted to do something positive.
Yeah.
And we decided to do it local here. This is right out of nice. Morristown.
Good for him. That's sweet.
Well, they started this last year, and apparently the teens donated 10% of the proceeds to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. But this year, as a result of the pandemic, they decided to help out their local food drive.
Oh, wow.
It's called Help Morris Now.
Holy cow, these guys are incredible.
14 years old. Like that, and this 14. Is what they're doing. They're picking up their electric dirt bikes. They're riding around, and they drive from job to job, providing their customers with landscaping services like weeding, mulching, planting, and even leaf blowing.
Well, that's amazing. Hats off to you, young man and young men, because that's incredible work right there.
Matt Sullivan, God bless you, my brother.
Good for you, Sully.
Story number two, Dateline South Africa. This is where it gets kind of like, woo.
Oh, jeez.
A courier truck carrying COVID-19 specimens was hijacked in Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape on Monday, and the samples are missing.
Missing? Oh, yeah. No.
They were like, oh, man, we're going to rob this truck. Little did they know, though, it was in the back of it. The National Health Laboratory Services has warned the robbers and the public not to touch the samples, saying they are very highly infectious.
Oh, wow.
The manager of the trucking company said people who come across the specimens must urgently call the Port Elizabeth offices. They said the Services Institute was still counting the number of stolen specimens in the back of the truck to establish how many people they would need to contact for retesting.
Holy mackerel, Gots.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the unknown number of the biohazard samples were contained in a 40-liter cooler boxes with ice tubes. The cooler boxes had ice packs for the purposes of keeping the samples in cool temperatures.
Wow.
So the robbers are rolling around with COVID-19 all on the back of it. Don't touch that stuff.
I know. Come on. Can we wake up? I mean, as they say, crime doesn't pay there,
no,
sir.
Doesn't. It really doesn't. Mm. And lastly here, Dateline will take this one 30,000 feet above the sky.
Mm-hmm.
An image recently appeared on an Instagram page called Passenger Shaming. And this shows two passengers on an airplane passionately kissing in their seats.
Oh.
But oddly, this is where it gets funky.
Okay.
The man still appears to be wearing his face mask as he's kissing his girl there. It's unclear if the girl has her mask on, her face, but it's because it's in the photo. He's got his arms wrapped around her, so you can't really tell.
Oh, that's bizarre. That's weird.
They're making out on a plane, nonetheless, with a mask on.
Yeah, you might as well be, you know, making out with a scarf.
Right.
Or a handkerchief. I mean, it's, what?
Well, the post received over 10,000 likes since it was uploaded 4 days ago. And you got to read some of these captions here. Safest way to make out, says one. What the heck? That looks uncomfortable. With mask on, is that what it's like when lights are on? I'm telling you. And lastly here, of course, not everyone was amused. While some users commented about how they hoped the seats were thoroughly clean before the next flight. And one person even summed up their feelings by posting, this really bumps me out.
That's insane. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Your three stories as far as Wednesday's considered, as far as the No Sweat News. If you missed any of them, study up. WRET.com. They'll all be up there in the podcast section, baby.
Yes, sir.
Don't miss out on them. Because Friday comes with that quiz. We're hooking you up with those scratch-offs and some bandana action.
People want those bandanas, so you want to be tuned in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.